Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're online at soundcheck.org.
I'm John Schaefer, the host of Soundcheck. Our program occasionally features these little pop-up events here in the green space in the middle of the day when you should all probably be somewhere else. But we're going to make it really worth your while to spend a little bit of time with us here today. Father John Misty is here with his band. He's just released his new album. It's called I Love You, Honey Bear. It's getting great reviews, and it's getting those reviews because the album has this amazing, lush kind of sound echoing the soft rock of AM radio in the 1970s. But it's also a kind of subversive album because the lyrics can be wickedly funny or really, really lacerating. So there's this kind of cognitive dissonance between what you're hearing musically and the words that are being sort of imparted to you. It's going to be great fun to watch them in action. Please welcome to the stage here at the Green Space, Father John Misty.
But everything is fine. Don't give in to despair, 'cause I love you, honey bear. Ooh. Oh. Honey bear, honey bear, honey bear.
That's Father John Misty with the title track from the brand new album, I Love You, Honey Bear. Josh Tillman is Father John Misty, singing, playing guitar. Josh, good to have you here with us in the green space.
Thank you.
And these would be what, your altar boys?
I don't know.
Kyle Flynn on keyboards, David Vanderveld on guitar, Chris Darley on guitar, Eli Thompson playing the bass, Paul Cartwright on violin and keyboard, Dan Bailey's behind our drum kit. Josh, a lot of people have been comparing the sound of this record to the old Laurel Canyon sound, Jackson Browne, Crosby, Stills, Nash, etc.
Who did that? I'm going to lacerate them subversively.
To a certain demographic, those of us who actually lived through the 70s, songs like this might also remind people of Elton John, like the song Someone Saved My Life Tonight with its repeated sugar bears and stuff. And
I'm going to quit playing music now.
So did you like that music? I mean, is that a kind of a thing that you grew up with, that sound, that Laurel Canyon, the sort of the light rock sound of the 70s?
No. That kind of music gives me like a, makes my glucose like lower, kind of dangerous levels. No, I don't know. I don't like that music particularly.
Yep.
I think a lot of my music just comes from, I don't know, just subconscious burblings, like choices that maybe I shouldn't make, you know, as opposed to like homage.
So, for you, was this a kind of a difficult record to make because it kept taking you in a direction that you didn't expect to go?
Well, I think it was difficult just given the subject matter was kind of bordering dangerously close to sentimentality. Mm-hmm. And I think that was something that is not, I didn't want to kind of trivialize the experiences that were the impetus for all of it. You know, and I think that's kind of part of what's interesting about the record is I think some of that conflict is you know audible,
right? Well, in the conflict between words and music,
totally. Yeah. I mean, I think to some extent I was doing some kind of bartering, you know, where it was like I'll let you be this kind of exposed if you let me cloak this in impenetrable layers of goop.
And if you sort of peer through those layers of goop, you find Father John Misty's kind of a potty mouth at times. You know, you were saying, is this what a podcast is like? Yes, because on a broadcast, there are some words that we would not be allowed to put on the air.
I just wanted to curse into your mic so badly.
Are you familiar with this semi-famous saying from F. Scott Fitzgerald? He said, there are no second acts in American lives.
I don't read.
Okay.
I can't read, sorry, I can't read.
For you, Father John Misty's kind of like a third act. I mean, You were
yeah.
You were Jay Tillman, then you were in Fleet Foxes. Now
it's a dishwasher for a while.
Yeah. Was that your first act?
Yeah. I was really good at it.
So for you, is Father John Misty just a name, or have you, whether you intended it or not, have you kind of created a character?
I just created like a label in my iTunes library, you know, and it was like, what am I going to call this, these demos, you know, and then now it's this, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, you know, anybody who is wondering who Father John Misty is, one of the titles on the new album gives the game away. The night Josh Tillman came to our apartment.
Yeah, it's not like a murder mystery.
Although there are lots of kind of, you know, trails of breadcrumbs left in the lyrics.
Well, it's just a thought experiment. I mean, not like any of you care. I mean, you might care. Maybe you care. We should just go have a conversation somewhere. But there's like... I just had this realization that my own name had kind of become an alter ego creatively. And so just how subjective and arbitrary the name thing became kind of an interesting, you know, I just thought, like, what's the stupidest possible thing that I can call myself, you know, and kind of strain the relationship between the superficialities of name and onstage persona and all that and some kind of real... For me is, I mean, some of the irony and the sarcasm and stuff is my version of honesty. You know?
Right. Once again, live on Soundcheck from the Green Space, here's Father John Misty.
Says like literally, music is the air she breathes, and the malaprops make me wanna scream. I wonder if she even knows what that word means. Well, it's literally not that. Few main things I hate about her, one's her petty vogue ideas. Someone's been told too many times they're beyond their years. By every half-wit of distinction she keeps around. So unconvincing when I fumble with your buttons. She blames her excess on my influence, but gladly hoovers all my drugs. I found her naked with the best friend in the tub, and we sang Silent Night in three parts, which was fun, till she said that she sounds just like Sarah Vaughan. I hate that soulful affectation white girls put on. Why don't you move to the Delta? I oblige later on when you beg me to choke you.
Father John Misty with Ideal Husband. You okay over there, Josh?
Yeah, sorry for all the crotches and breasts and necks and stuff I just touched.
I guess I should be asking the folks in the first row whether you're all
precisely,
okay.
Precisely, yeah. Did it go okay?
Yeah.
Good.
This week's edition of The New Yorker, you really should take up reading. It's fundamental. And if you're going to do public radio stuff...
I'm hostile to outside ideas.
This week's issue of The New Yorker has a big, long article on how like...
Oh, the psychedelics one.
The psychedelics. Yeah. You did read it.
Yeah.
I thought maybe...
Yeah, I read it in Duh Magazine.
Now, you know, you've had some experience with psychedelics. What do you make of this kind of like mainstreaming of mushrooms and psilocybin and stuff like that?
Well, I think the reason why it's not in the mainstream is because some of those experiences attack pre-existing hierarchies that are dangerous. It's hard to sustain the existing paradigms when you've had experiences like that. You know, it's very useful in terms of diminishing ego and illuminating some kind of cosmic absurdity. I don't proselytize for it or anything, but, you know.
Okay. As I said before, most of us have other places to be. There is another song you're going to play us out with, Bored in the USA. Now, on the record, speaking of subversion, you kind of subvert a number of the lines of this song on the album with laugh tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does the song change without that kind of element?
Well, we'll see. They're still funny. When I, like, shortly after I recorded the tune and put the laugh track in there, I went and did a solo tour where I was playing that song for the first time, and people were laughing the exact same.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the lyric is kind of stupid, so I think it makes people feel uncomfortable. I think that's part of where the laughter comes from, but I guess I just wanted to me, it was a good articulation of a sort of like postmodern that guy disease that everybody has, where they feel like their despair is illegitimate.
Yeah. Well, that guy is Josh Tillman. He is Father John Misty.
Okay. Screw you too.
If you're still talking to me, will you sing the song for us?
Yes.
All right. Father John Misty, live from the green space.
My brain's so awfully glad to be here for yet another mindless day. Now I've got all morning to obsessively accrue a small nation of meaningful objects, and they've got a represent me too. And by this afternoon, I'll live in debt, and by tomorrow, be replaced by children.
Can I boo myself from here?
How many people rise and think, oh good, the stranger's body's still here, our arrangement hasn't changed. Now I've got a lifetime to consider all the ways I've grown more disappointing to you as my beauty warps and fades. And I suspect you feel the same. When I was young, I dreamt of a passionate obligation to a roommate. Is this the part where I get all I ever wanted? Who said that? Can I get my money back? Ah, ah, ah. just a little bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, white Jesus. Bored in the USA. Oh, they gave me a useless education and a subprime loan on a craftsman home. Keep my prescriptions filled, and now I can't get off, but I can kind of deal. Oh, with being bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, President Jesus, I'm bored in the USA. How did it happen? Bored in the USA.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Go forth and have a productive day.